And so when they come to, we was to go to show one night. She was the one that asked me if I would go with her to show. And I told her, yes, I'd go. Mm-hmm. So we went. I mean, when he came, she wasn't with him.
Set up.
I said, all right, Tish, you stood me up. And she said, well, wasn't that all right? I said, well, I guess it was.
What did you think of him?
I liked him. He was just nice. He was very polite. He was very nice. And so we went on to show and enjoyed the show. And he asked me for a date then. And he was bored there in Collinsville, in Valley Heads, you know. So he asked me for a date. And I said, for the date he asked me, I said, well, I have to go to church because we're having a program. And he said, well, why can't I come and take you? I said, well, all right.
That's nice.
So that was the way it started.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place I was ever, that night we sat there and talked. They were playing some game. And I didn't want to play. So then he came over and sat by me and we talked. So the first time we was ever together was at church. The last time we was ever together, we went to church on Sunday night. And then he died the next
Tuesday morning,
1 o'clock. So I said that was unusual, wasn't it?
Mm.
The first
wonderful.
And Isla, we were so happy.
I know you were.
We were just
wonderful.
We were just perfectly happy.
Do you remember your first kiss with him?
What?
Do you remember your first kiss? You know, they say you never forget your first kiss.
Well,
with your true love.
He didn't kiss me till after we was engaged.
How long did y'all date before you got engaged?
About 3 months.
You didn't have too long to wait. How long did y'all date before you got married?
It was 6 months.
6 months? Mm-hmm. You know, he's older than you, right?
What?
Hoyt was older?
He was 10 years old.
10 years older.
Mm-hmm.
What did your family, how did they accept him already being married and already having children?
Now, mother didn't like it at all. But Daddy liked Hoyt. He was very happy. Because he, Daddy was a very strict Methodist. The boy I'd been going with was Baptist. He and his family were all Baptist, but we were all good friends. His sister and I were just like that. But anyway, Daddy never did like him. But Mother didn't like Hoyt. She said, you're not able to be a stepmother. You're just not able to do the things that you'll have to do. And she didn't like it at all. Daddy, you don't remember Pap, of course. But he was one of these quiet, easygoing somebody's. He said, honey, don't let your mother dictate to you. He said, go by your heart. And he says, I know you'd make a great stepmother, because he said, I was raised by a stepmother, and I loved her, and I respected her. And he said, you just go by your heart.
That was wonderful. You know, this was in the 30s. Y'all got married in the Depression. What did y'all do?
Well, we got married in September. But we didn't go to housekeeping until January because we couldn't get the house we had rented.
Okay, where were y'all at? Were you still home with your parents?
No, we were secretly married from September till, I guess, about November.
Now, how did you secretly get married?
Well, we just decided we'd married on Labor Day. we just decided that day we was going to get married.
And y'all didn't tell anybody and just went and did it.
We didn't tell anybody we was going to. I didn't tell my folks. I didn't tell Mother. He didn't tell his folks. And we didn't either want... Honey, don't you want some ice on
that? No, I'm fine. Tell me the story. Now, nobody's told me this story before.
But anyway, we just didn't tell anybody. But the woman that lived next door, they was building this new house, and Hoyt had rented it. And they were supposed to have it done by the 1st of October. But we just decided that day that we was going to get married. And so anyway, we just didn't tell it.
Y'all figured the house would be ready in a few weeks.
We thought it'd be ready, and yeah, it'd just be better. And the preacher that married us told it. He told the preacher in Collinsville, and they told some of his folks. I think it was in November.
So your parents found out by word of mouth from everybody else?
His family found it out. But, now, Mother didn't take it very well.
What did she do?
She didn't like it at all. She just didn't like it at all.
Were you scared when you had to go see her after you found out she knew?
What?
Were you scared when you had to talk to her after you found out she knew?
No, I wasn't scared, because I was happy.
Mm-hmm. That's what mattered. Now, he had the kids all his time?
His former...
In-laws.
Kept the children until we got the house in January. And we got everything fixed and we went up. And this was the joke on me now. He had tried to get me to go to Mr. Reed's, and I wouldn't go. I'd been to his family, but I wouldn't go down there. I said, no, they don't want to see me. I'm not going. Well, he said, you just don't understand them. He said, they know we're going to get married, because they didn't know then we was married. He said, they know we're going to get married, and they want to meet you. I said, well, now, if they do, they can come see me. I'm not going. And, honey, they were the sweetest things. They were the sweetest things to me that you just can't imagine how I loved them, all of them. Mm-hmm. And Esther, that was his first wife. Esther, or her father, said, now, Ethel, he put his arm around me. He said, now, Ethel, you're taking Esther's place with Hoyt and cheering. From now on, you're our daughter-in-law.
Sweet.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet?
Yes.
And Misery, because they were all bad. She said, now, Ethel, she said, don't y'all send me to Sunday school. She said, take her with you. And that, wasn't that sweet?
At that time, everything was basically on your religion, right? That was a major part of you guys' lives.
That was, they was the cause. Mm-hmm. And the woman downstairs now that, her brother and H.M. was in school, in college together. And she said, well, H.M. said, well, we don't know the difference. And she said, Edith. Said, well, we don't know the difference. Of course, Edith remembered her mother. But
H.M. was still a baby, wasn't he?
He was 10 days old when his mother died. And you see, he liked from January, it wasn't the first, but it was the first week in January sometime, until the 19th of February, being 2 years old.
Okay, so now you got married and you went from being single, living with your parents, and you went from being single, living with your parents, into a marriage, being a wife, being a mother, and all during the Depression. Did this make things really hard?
Well, yes, I guess it made it hard, but I'd never known any. I'd never had any money.
Yeah. So it really didn't affect you that bad. Where was Hoyt working?
Well, he was working in Stoke. Mr. Killian, Fort Payne. He and another run the store for Mr. Killian. And so he didn't get a salary. We just lived, just what we had to have. That was all.
Well, that's actually good in that time then. During the Depression, wasn't that better that way?
Yeah, it was better that way. But, Law, you just can't imagine how good the Reeds were to us. They were so good. They were so good to us. I just can't tell you how good they were, Isla.
What kind of things would they do?
Well, she was always, there's always buying the children something. She'd buy me something. They always giving us things. They had this big farm, and they had plenty.
Even during the Depression?
What?
Even during the Depression, they were okay?
Oh, yeah. Because Mr. Reed was rural mail carrier. And all of them were married except three, Lutheran and Bertha and J.P. And so they were just, we just made it fine. It was how it worked for Mr. Reed then the first year that we was married. Why, he worked in the store. And then, of course, everything just went down, so they didn't make much in the store. And for two families living out of it, you see, he couldn't make much. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and how it worked on the farm for Mr. Reed. We lived at Porsche when he worked down there. Uh-huh. And a lot of days she'd say, Hoyt, now bring Ethel and Etchem with you tomorrow. She was sick a lot, and I helped her. Mm-hmm. You know, her and she had high blood pressure and just got dizzy a lot. So she'd get her rocker. She had her big, great big rocker, oak rocker, you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd sit in the kitchen. She'd tell Luther, that was the boy that was at home. She'd tell Luther and me what she wanted to cook.
And y'all take care of it?
And we took care of it. And so Luther would just, he said to me when, after Leon died, no, after Doc died, he said, now remember, as long as I live, you have a brother. He said, you can come to me at any time with anything. And you don't know what that meant to me. So, the children are crazy about it because their grandparents encouraged them. And Ms. Reed, Edith doesn't know this, but Ms. Reed said, Edith said one day, says, you know, Mama whipped me. She said, well, let me tell you, young lady, your mother whipped you a whole lot when she was living. And she said, I had whipped my little girls when they didn't mind. I said, now, if you'll mind, you won't get a whipping. She says she never mentioned another whipping. Of course, I've never told that on either.
We'll keep it a secret.
What?
So we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah. She just... But I thought it was so wonderful of her to tell us to take Edith with us to church.
Yes.
She knew we were both Methodists, you see. And
that could have made things really hard for you.
Oh, that could have made it hard for me. Mm-hmm. Now, Hoyt's mother didn't think that I should correct the children. No. Uh-uh.
Well, who'd she think was going to do it?
She thought it was his place, not mine.
That'd be hard.
They made it hard.